Andy Ngo released from hospital after vicious attack from Antifa. By Hannah Blow on July 1, 2019. Journalist Andy Ngo has been released from the hospital after falling victim to a vicious attack from Antifa in Portland over the weekend. Antifa protesters in Portland assaulted the Quillette editor Saturday, punching him, kicking him, and throwing milkshakes filled with what authorities say was quick drying cement. Ngo went to the hospital for injuries to his head and was ultimately admitted for a brain bleed. Michelle Malkin set up a GoFundMe for him, and his lawyer, Harmeet Dhillon, provided updates. According to Dhillon, the hospital cleared Ngo for release Sunday night. Good news. Mr. Ngo has been cleared to leave the hospital. Dhillon tweeted. He'll have more to say in coming days about what happened to him and others yesterday in Portland. He is very thankful for the overwhelming support from decent people, especially at Michelle Malkin and donors, she added. In another tweet, she vowed to sue Antifa criminals into oblivion. Malkin also provided a number of threads on Twitter, giving greater perspective to exactly what happened to Ngo. She counted at least 12 protesters who participated in the attack. Only 3 people were arrested following the violent clash Saturday night. Details via KPTV. Gage Halupowski, 23, on charges of second-degree assault and assault on a public safety officer. James K. Stocks, 21, on the charge of harassment. Maria C. DeHart, 23, on the charge of second-degree disorderly conduct and harassment. As Breitbart News reported, Ngo was hesitant ahead of the protests and afraid it would escalate. I am nervous about tomorrow's Portland Antifa rally, he tweeted Friday. They're promising physical confrontation and have singled me out to be assaulted. I went on Tucker Carlson last year to explain why I think they're doing this. They're seeking meaning through violence, he added.